So, Ian, you used to be one of the top sales guys at Nissan, and now you help run like one of the most successful school communities on the planet. So, like, how did that happen? How did we get to that transition?
Well, number one, I was just a guy that came from the inner city. My mom, just like a quick little backstory, my mom raised me and my brother, and I have a twin brother, so there's two of me. So it's like we're like the most identical twins like you could ever be. Like, we truly think like the same thoughts. We are on the same page. We eat the same.
I actually saw a video on your Instagram, and it was you working out, and you're just like, "Do you want to look like this?" And then like the cameraman either intentionally or accidentally panned through your twin, and I was like, "Oh, dude, that's so funny."
Yeah, we were just hungry kids, man, that were just looking for a way out, looking for a way to give back to our mom, you know, looking for a way to show our other brothers and sisters that somebody could make it out of where we were at. And my mom was a really good mom. She showed up in the military, every day. My dad was not around. My dad was an alcoholic, drug addict. He was gone out of the picture. And my mom had a pretty good job with the military, but she almost lost her legs, literally, you know, broke her back and took like kind of like a desk job in the military, but showed up every day, man, every day. So we had this relentless spirit that like we just wanted to win. Everything we did, we were all in. Like we were going to figure it out. And we found the car business, and quickly we saw people didn't care. Like people just truly didn't have this, like, I want to really help people and I really want to, you know, be the best at my job. My brother and I came at things like a pro athlete. We're like, hey, if we're going to do this, we're going to be the best. We're going to be the best. And there was a guy that my mom had bought a car from. His name was Lamont. He was famous in my town. Dude, he had this red carpet that he rolled out for customers. Every time he went into the store, he had 10 people waiting on him. And it was like he was famous, man. It was like he just did something different than everybody else. And me and my brother said, we're going to be that guy. And that guy told us, he said, most of these guys aren't going to develop. Most of these guys aren't going to build relationships in the community. Most of these guys are just going to be average. You can choose who you want to be. You just need to create that person today. So my brother and I just started developing, going to conferences. People were making fun of us for flying out, sleeping on the street outside of conferences. And we were just doing whatever it took to win, like truly whatever it took. Not an Instagram quote, like show up, grow up, deliver. We are there to absorb everything, man. And it changed our lives. About 4 to 5 months in, I've never really had a hard sales career. I've never struggled in sales. I've never struggled in money because, dude, I was always so committed and I always had this frequency. And it always transitioned into sales. It always transitioned into relationships. It transitioned into a big brand. So within 5 months, I was number one in my store. Within a few more months, I was number one in my state, then number one in my region. And then over 10 years, there's not really anybody who sold more Nissans than us. There's car salesmen that sold more cars than me. I'm sure that are out there, maybe one or two. But over the term of the last 10 years, me and my brother probably delivered top 0.0001% of the world. And so we started the Elliott Group with Andy Elliott. We were the original members with him. And our goal was just, we saw something. Andy could take a guy like me and he could fast forward their career into who I was at the end of my career, which was, you know, during that sales career, me and my brother struggled with drinking, partying, all the sales shit you struggle with. And we were great salespeople, but we weren't that good of humans. I'll be honest with you. And so what we did was, we followed Andy and it made us like unstoppable salespeople. When we started learning from Andy, we started learning like this next level of life, this next level of mentality. We stopped going back to the starting lines. We started really believing in ourselves. And so when we met him, we said, man, screw this. We need to take what he's teaching us and how we feel in our hearts. And we need to transition that into putting that into the world. So we walked away from our penthouse lifestyle, all the shit that we had. We lived on the side of the road in Oklahoma for a year at a hotel that was like a crack motel, it looked like. And we just built this company. And we just built it off of the belief that we had. Andy believed in us. He showed us another level of ourselves. And we said, dude, if you can feel how we can feel, if our people out there that we're going to train could feel how we can feel, it would change generations. It would teach people, salespeople, that they don't got to go be idiots. They don't got to go, you know, smoke, drink, do all this stuff. They can treat this career like a life and they can actually get paid like a doctor. They can get whatever they want. But they're going to have this mentality. It's kind of all encompassing. We started the Elliott Group and now we have about 70 coaches. It's about a 9-figure business and we crush it, you know, and it was all about giving value without asking for anything in return. We started YouTube giving more value than anybody in the world, 2 videos a day, 3 videos a day. And we didn't even have a course because we didn't even really care. All we cared was like the Alex Hormozi approach, just giving so much value. And I'll talk about that in a minute, but that's kind of who we are.
Unreal. So you guys show up to some kind of like random little car dealership, sleepy, no one's really, really making it happen. You guys show up, absolute weapons. You want to be like this guy, LeMond. You eventually find Andy Elliott. And then like one of my favorite quotes is the best leaders are the best followers. You learn to follow Elliott. Mm-hmm. You saw that he could fast track your journey. You had the lived experience. You knew what it was like to go from A to B, from that guy you described to a top salesperson. And now you're like fully committed. You have the vision and the mission. It's like, hey, we want to start a school community that will enable this transformation for people all around the world.
Yeah. You know, our YouTube has about it's at about 700,000 subscribers. We drop more content than probably any channel in the world. So the reason why I got into school was, I'll tell you, is because we have hundreds of thousands of salespeople and businesses that already train with us. And from Fortune 100 companies to just mom and pop stores. So we have everybody from every business, not just car salesmen, but everything, every business. And so I wasn't really interested in doing a school community. I'll tell you what, I got too much shit going on, kind of like probably kind of an excuse, but I wasn't really interested in school. I have some interns that I believed in that I was like, they were coming to seminars and I was like, who are these guys? They're always recording. They're always recording me. Who are these guys? Best attitudes, man. You would love these kids. They'd be like your kids. You're like, these kids are great. I'm like, how do you guys keep coming to these seminars? How old are you guys? They're like, we're 17. I'm like, what? And they're like, we're in high school. And I'm like, what? And they're just immigrants. They're just like their moms moved here. They're house cleaners. They just like they have like 10 people living in their house. And they're just kids that are just like the hungriest kids, like really hungry kids. And I believe in these kids. And so I said, hey, you guys are going to work for me. You guys are going to help me build my TikTok and my brand. and essentially, I'm going to take you under my wing because, listen, there was a time nobody believed in me but this one car dealer. And he gave me an opportunity, just like Andy did, and they coached me, right? So I was like, hey, I'm going to coach these kids. I'm going to build these kids. And like, they're my projects. Like, they're like my kids. Like, I truly am going to make these kids the most successful kids on the planet, right? But I trust them, and they come to me, and they're like, hey, man, there's this school community. I'm like, ah, bro, just go back to your job. Like, just
stay in your lane, bro. I'm too much going on.
I'm like, bro, I don't really care. Now, I trust them, right? Because, listen, if you're out there, the words that you tell your owner or your boss or your manager, if they don't have value because you do something and then you stop or you don't see it through, you don't execute, then nobody gives a crap about what you say. But since these kids always execute what I ask them to do, they said, hey, man, you need to know this. You need to know this. You need to know this. And I'm like, okay, what is this? And then they're like, Alex Hormozi made a big investment in it. And I'm like, okay, now you got my interest.
Yeah, bro, why'd you not just lead with that?
And so they roll out a presentation for me and they're talking about the lineage of our company of adding value, not asking for stuff, like just who we are.
Dude, these guys sound like killers.
Killers, bro, killers. And they're graduating on May 15th and then they're going to be full-time and they just travel with my content. And they're like, dude, they're going to be my, they're more qualified to be on here than me. Okay. I do a lot in it, but like they run everything, bro. They're my growth operators. They showed me what that means and all that shit. And so anyways, we started it and we grew to like number 6, you know, people were reaching out by the thousands. Like, I love this community. I love what you guys have created. We've probably invested. I don't really care about how other communities run. I wanted to run my own community and invest thousands of dollars into it. So I probably invested 40 to 50 grand into it. And I know you can start this with no money. Like, I know you can, but I wanted to give my people that are training with me, like we call it in car business, spiffs. So I designed, like, they can fly around with us on a helicopter. They get to come meet David Goggins. They can do all of this. Like, I got, dude, honestly, I got the coolest shit. And what I'm about to drop is going to change school forever. Like, I'm about to drop some stuff that is going to, it's literally, the whole world's going to see it. But so they created it with my approval and Andy's approval. And then when Andy and I started seeing that hundreds of people were reaching out, like, this community is the best. Oh my God. We were just like, holy crap, man, this is amazing. So we've grown it relatively to a decent size. You know, I expect it to cross 10,000 people by, you know, within the next month. And I expect some crazy stuff to happen. I've got some really cool stuff going, but I just followed what these young kids showed me. And then I said, is it aligned with Impact? They said, yeah. And I said, let's roll.
So Elite Sales Alliance currently at 6K members, growing extremely quickly. There's a lot of posts popping up about you guys, even in the community. Some of the crazy stuff you're doing inside, you're giving away money. You've got these competitions, like you were saying. What are you about to drop? Like, what can you tell us?
Totally, man. And I'm cool with it. I'm going to drop our paid community. And I've designed, there's nobody that can drop more content. Like, you would have to be crazy to drop more content. We've literally shot probably, I don't know, maybe 3,000-4,000 hours of content currently that's going to be dropped into our paid community. And so I'm going to have both. I'm going to drop another several hundred hours into our free community because, again, the money is a byproduct to me. I think very similarly to Alex Hormozi, to me, it's about creating true impact to people. The paid community is cool because if people don't pay, they don't pay attention, right? So, like, some people physically have to pay attention because yeah. I'll see I've got people that have never taken a course in our community, which pisses me off. But if they pay, they will pay attention, right?
For sure.
I do got some, and sorry, my voice is gone. I've just been doing Zoom to Zoom to Zoom, and I have like, 102 degree temperature, so I'm like sick as hell.
Oh, bro.
So, anyways, my paid community, it's going to be a really amazing, I've got some amazing things that I'm doing, some amazing investments that we've decided to invest in school because of what you guys have done. So I'm just going to make it really cool. I like experiences. I like when you can do things that your mind can never unsee. Like when you go, you meet Andy Elliott in person and you get to like work out with him in the gym. You get to go hang around guys like Ed Milette and different people. You're like, you can't unsee that. So I'm just looking for every way to take these people, even if they're in free or even if they're in paid, and just expand their vision, expand their dreams, show them that they're not that far away from everything that they want. Just a few commitments, a little personal development away, and a good community. I like the community aspect because a lot of these people don't have, you know, really good friends or really good family or really good mentors. And so, you know, what we've been able to see that's really cool in the community is these people go hang out together. These people get to know each other. These people are friends. They're traveling together. They come down to our seminars together. They just form bonds that to me are invaluable.
Yeah, and it's really crazy because like on that note of like the in-person stuff, like when I watch your School About page and your sales video, it's like, I hope you take this the right way. It's like watching like some sort of like hardcore workout community mixed with a church. It's like the community bonds seem just to be like through the roof and there's all this in-person stuff. Like how do you go about forging like an extreme sense of community inside your school and beyond?
Well, you can't give what you don't have, right? So we're totally extreme people. And since we're so extreme in everything that we do, our community follows just like what the leader does. If the leader is actually doing the work and the leader is obsessed, our leader, Andy, is in the school community all the time, messaging people, DMs. He sends a few hundred DMs a day. So when we take something on, we don't take it on lightly and we go all in, like totally all in. So physical is important to us. We don't believe in just teaching skill because if we teach somebody how to be physically fit and they're not, well, that changes their life. It also changes the people that are next to them, the people that are around them. So when we're talking about health all the time, are people naturally, like if me and you, let's say, and I know this may not be you, but let's say you eat cheeseburgers every day and then I eat grilled chicken and I'm in shape. And let's say you come and me and you go to dinner. Just based on how I operate, you're not going to order a cheeseburger, dude. You're going to order. And that's just how it goes. Let's say I got a 900 credit score and I'm like, I'm rocking. Dude, my credit score is the best in the world. And you're hanging around me every day. Do you think you're going to get better credit? Yeah, because I'm gonna be pouring into you the things that are going on in my life.
Right. But it takes an absolute force of nature to pull somebody up, because the human tendency is we get dragged down to the lowest denominator. So like, how do you work around that? Because there's so many things that are pulling us all down. You know, you think about the people inside your community, like their friends, their family, the things they're seeing on social media. Like, gravity is very, 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 very strong. How are you providing that uplift?
Well, we're psycho, bro. We are psycho. And so we are not going to stand for none of that shit. I don't even want you talking about that shit on here. It doesn't exist in our world, bro. Listen, we tell them every day, listen, all you got to do is brainwash yourself to be a different human and to believe what you believe. Bro, it doesn't matter what you got going on. There's another level of you where you don't even know that that shit exists, bro. Literally. So when they come into our community and they're growing and they're moving and they're losing weight and they're getting a better mentality and they're plugging into something good every day, dude, there's already hundreds of hours of content in there. So when they go in and log in, they're going nuts, man. Listen, also, we know that we attract a very specific type of human. This human usually is an underdog. This human usually wants to grow a lot. I'm not typically attracting like guys that don't want to grow, that don't want to be yelled at, that don't want to, like, women that don't want to change. I'm not attracting that. Listen, I tell salespeople all the time, you can attract your dream client. You don't just have to chase them. If you become them, then they'll just naturally be reaching out to you, right? So our content naturally goes and attracts people that are broken, people that are not having maybe that great a life, or leaders that want to build big businesses that understand extreme accountability. So if you're not really that in it, like, you're not really after what we're after, you likely will just leave and churn the community or leave and do it all together. And that's okay. I'm looking for the people that are looking for me. I'm not really looking to change. I'm not looking to wake up a bunch of sheep. I'm looking up to wake up a couple lions that are in the room that say, fuck this. I want to go get more. I want to be more. I'm tired of living below my shit. I'm tired of being a shitty leader. I'm tired of being a shitty dad. I'm tired of being average. I'm tired of being broke. I'm looking to go crazy. And then we just plug them right into greatness. And then it's like putting your finger in an electrical outlet. You're like, ah, let's go. You know, we're going to change your damn minds, man. You're a perspective away from a completely different life. You're some information away from operating completely different. You're right on the cusp of changing your entire life. And some people don't even know it. And when they figure it out, they're dangerous. They never stay the same, ever.
And I guess that's the power of showing up with your authentic self everywhere, whether it's online, YouTube, school, in-person events. It's like, you naturally are going to attract the people who are attracted to your message, versus like trying to go super broad and trying to, like, you know, funnel a bunch of like random people in your community. You're just, you set your stall out extremely explicitly. And you're like, if this is you, this is what you want, like, come get it. If not, like, just keep scrolling.
Yeah. And dude, in our community, we tell people, if you stay in the bottom ranks for too long, we kick you out. So yeah, we'll literally kick you out. We'll remove you. We'll send you messages. We'll say, hey, bro, get your shit together. And they're like, what? We're like, hey, you got 2 hours to start engaging in the community, to start send us. I have Jonah and Enrique. Remember, these kids are savages. They're unlike any kids. I'm telling you, these kids are different, but they're the same as the people that are out there. There's a lot. See, people think that this generation doesn't want to work and all this other shit. It's mostly because they have bad leaders. See, we bring something out in these kids. I'm telling you, they're my secret weapon. They go and figure a lot of this stuff out. I didn't have to tell them, hey, man, we need to keep these people extremely accountable. Jonah and Enrique are extremely accountable. Part of their pay plan that I have with them is I said, dude, you guys got to gain 20 pounds of muscle. They're like, what? I'm like, yeah, you got to gain 20 pounds of muscle. You're not getting that pay. They already know. I can do whatever I want because it's our company. So I'm like, hey, you're doing this. So they naturally think in the ways of like getting coached by a professional athlete. So they went into the messages and said, Ian, look at these messages we're sending out. We're going to boot people that just are a placeholder in this community. And I'm like, that's what I like. I didn't have to tell them. I didn't even have that thought. They had the thought of saying, hey, let's just get rid of people who don't want it. Like, let's just get rid of them. And I'm like, perfect. You know what I mean? Like, I love that. So, you know, from us, the power for the Elliott Group isn't in Handy. It is as much as it isn't. It isn't in me as much as it is. It's in our team, and our team is so creative. I've got coaches in there that do calls all the time, and they just connect and help. They just connect, help, and serve. And honestly, I'm not even the guy that should be on this Zoom. It's just, it really should be a bunch of these other guys, but I'm here. So,
man, I'm glad you're here. I don't know if this bit will get cut earlier, but you know, with 102 degree temperature and like and a sore throat and everything, it's like you clearly very, very obviously practice what you preach. And I respect that. Like, I have a lot of respect for people who are authentic. And I think that's why you guys have done a great job of attracting so many people to your message, because they can see that you're not just BSing, you know?
Totally, man. Well, we just got to live it, man. The whole world has leaders that aren't really truly living it. The reason why people like Alex Hormozi is because he does what he tells other people to do. And that's right. A massive secret sauce. Does he work out like he tells people to work out? Yeah. Does he add value before he asks for shit? Yeah. Man, I'm just saying, I see other school communities, they're all after just creating the income versus the impact. And that's why they probably won't get either, because they're not really listening to the teacher. We look up to Alex Hormozi. I like what he does. So I physically, even my guys were like, hey man, we should do a paid community soon. I said, not yet, man. Let's give so much value that we ruin the value of money to these people, so they really, 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 really grow, you know? And that's Alex Hormozi 101. But we took what Alex Hormozi did. He actually inspired part of our company of just giving so much value to people without wanting shit, you know, and he lives by what he says. So, you know, we followed some really good people like him, you know, and I really appreciate what he and these other guys, you know, Evans have done in this program, because it's life-changing for a lot of people. I don't take, I had somebody text me the other day and they said, man, I was going to commit suicide. And because I was in your mindset course, I didn't kill myself. Dude, that's worth every bit of everything that we invest into this and every bit of time, because knowing that somebody was going to kill themselves and didn't because of what Alex created, Alex needs to know things like that. You know, I'm sure he does, but things like that are what I'm after. I'm after truly, there was a day where I didn't believe in myself. There's a day that I got way too carried away in all of the wrong things. And I didn't even almost know what was right and what was wrong. There was a day that I wasn't around the right friends. I wasn't around the right community. And that's what we're trying to solve here, is just putting them in the right spots with the right people, with the right information. And, you know, that's it, man. And it'll probably be a revenue producer for our company, but ultimately I don't even really give a shit about that. I really don't.
So if you were to look back, you know, you talk about that transformation in your own life.
Yeah.
What would you say in hindsight? Because it's always 2020. Like, you know, whenever you're looking in the rearview mirror of your life, it becomes a bit clearer. Like, what actually happened to you that you feel like you can now help fast track in other people's lives?
Yeah, well, number one, man, you know, I got around the right mentors. And I started to say 1 + 1 = 2. I don't want to be like that guy. I don't want to be like that guy. I don't want to be like that guy. What did they do in their life? And I just reverse engineered it. They don't invest in themselves. They're not in conferences. They're not around hungry people. There was something in me that wanted to play a big game, but I physically could not do that in my own circle. I've never met anybody, billionaires. I coach billionaires on down to multimillionaires of business owners. None of them just stay in their same circle. And I would watch these people like anybody, Alex Hormozi online, say stuff, and people would watch it and then they go back to their old life. Yeah. And see me, you tell me something bad or good, I'm pretty dangerous, because I'll go do it. That's why I had to have good people around me telling me good things. And that's why when I was broke and I started investing in myself, if you only have $1,000 in the bank and you invest $1,000, it's a lot of money. And you're scared and you're nervous. But that's what you need to do. That's where you need to live. That kind of uncomfortability, that kind of your back against the wall. Dude, if you only have $1,000 in your bank, you're broke anyway. So what do you got to risk anyways? Eat your ramen noodles, live in your car, you know, do whatever it takes. But for me, the shift occurred when I started raising my self-worth, when I started raising my identity, when I started raising my vocabulary, when my brain started to go crazy and I started to expand my vision and I started to see all of these new experiences and this new information. And I'm like, oh my God, I could do it. And then I started making hundreds of thousands of dollars in sales. And I started finding evidence that all of this stuff was working. I took the teaching and then I found evidence that it was working. And I started fueling that fire. And then I looked up and I was like, dude, I'm somewhat unstoppable in sales. Holy crap. How did I get here? I just was always willing to put more and more in myself. And then just to stay around psychos. I like people. I like people that want to go get it. I don't like comfortable people. I don't like people that are just chilling. Like me personally, like I like to be around competitors. So my whole company is competitors. Like you walk in here, they want to rip your damn clothes off and go crazy because they're like, they're ready to eat, man. So for me, I had to be around that, man. I had to find that when I was young. I had to find the people that really wanted to win, but also that would show me how to win. They would say, hey, man, here's what you need to do. And also check my ass and say, hey, dude, you're being a little bitch. Or, hey, dude, you're being soft. Or, hey, dude, you didn't show up to work. Or, hey, dude, you got a bad attitude. Or whatever it is, I needed people to keep me accountable.
Ian, I love it. This is just crazy. There's a lot of energy going on here for 102 temperature and late in the day. So I appreciate you showing up the way that you did.
You know what? We got to always teach these people. You got to grow up, show up, and deliver. No matter what, if you commit to something, you always see it through. Doesn't matter how sick you are. Sick is just a feeling, dude. It doesn't really matter. Like my wife this morning, she's like, Ian, you got to stop. You're going to be like hospitalized or something. And I'm like, you don't understand. You don't understand how bad I want it. I would much rather die doing what I'm living than live and just live an average life. And she's like, but we don't have an average life. I'm like, but we could. I'm running from the old Ian. I'm running from the old life. And I always have my shoes on. I was telling Andy on a podcast 2 days ago, I said, dude, there was a time when I would drive home and we were opening this company and I'd be working 19 hours a day and my left eye wouldn't open and I had to pull the car over and I was physically thinking I was having a stroke. And people are like, that's not good for you. You should stop working. It's not good for me to have an average life. It's not good for me to have an average feeling inside my body. When I go home today, I'm going to know that I've got confidence in who I am and what I'm chasing. And I'm feeding that dog. When I don't feed the dog and I stay home and I'm like, wait, I got a little temperature. Dude, drink some orange juice and shut up and go in there and do what you're here to do. Don't be a little baby. And if you pass out, okay, bro, that's a good story. You're going to be okay, likely. And if not, dude, if I die today, dude, I got everything that I want. And ultimately, my company would still grow. It'd still kick ass. And it'd probably be, you know, it'd probably be good for them. And it'd be like, there'd be a legend of Ian around here, you know, giving it his all. So ultimately, dude, it doesn't matter. Bro. Just drink some orange juice and get over here.
Ian, you are a psycho. You're 100% right about it. And I love that that's who you are and you find it and you're running and you're doing your thing, man. If you are also a psycho, you want to join Ian's community, there'll be a link to it in the description of this episode. It's also where you can join the school games to compete for a chance to win a day with Alex Ramosi. And I'm going to ask this question and I think I might know the answer. Are you planning on winning the school games?
Are you kidding me, dude? We're going to fucking be number one in the entire app. Yeah, I got on this app not to just hang around. I got on this app to dominate. We'll be number one for sure. And my paid community is going to be number one. You know, we're going to kill it. We just got on this yesterday, bro. We're just a baby. We still got baby formula on our breath. But no doubt we're going to win it. You know, no doubt we're going to give it our all. There's some really cool people in the school community, not just our community, but, dude, I pay other communities. I'm in other communities. I love what they're doing. So, but no doubt about it. I know that there's some good competition out there and everybody's after the right thing. I think your intentions have to be first. So number one, I think if we add enough value, then we'll be number one. If we don't, then we won't be number one. So, you know, when I told the guys, they're like, hey, man, let's compete in this thing. I said, here's how we're going to compete with our intention. If our intention is completely right and then we win, that's cool. If our intention is just to win, then it's not, that doesn't excite me. Let's win with having the best intention. And like, if we win, but we don't have hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of testimonials of people really growing, then it also doesn't excite me. So I'm totally into win. It just needs to be aligned with our values, which is the impact portion. I feel like the Alex Ramosi gods and the school gods will reward us with the trophy if we've done the right job. And I'll be happy at that time if we have.
Ian, thanks for your time, and I'll see you in Vegas.
Thank you, man. Sounds good, brother. I appreciate you. Appreciate everything you're doing, man.